KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Drake Relays director Brian Brown says elite athletes will take part not only in the stadium next week, but on the road as well. Brown says a new sponsorship with Hy-Vee will allow the event to attract many of the world's top runners. The relays will offer a 6K, 10K, and a half marathon on Sunday, April 28th.
When we talk about the Drake Relays, we're not talking about an exhibition. We're talking about a championship event. There is there are standards, there are expectations, there our fans come to expect a certain standard of excellence, and so the road races will be no different.
Brown says this is the first year of a new commitment to boost the fields in the road races.
There's over 50 world-class athletes that's going to be here competing in the Hy-Vee road races. Those individuals are coming from Ethiopia. They're going to be Kenyans, they're going to be Moroccans, they're going to be from all over the nation, and they're world-class athletes, and they're competing, going to compete at a very high level.
Well, Brown talks about a couple of those top competitors in the 10K.
If you were to look at a world list, you'll see four of these individuals were in the top 20 on the U.S. list. You think about Emmanuel Bett. If you were to look at the world rankings from last year, the number one name that you would find would be Emmanuel Bett that ran the 10,000 meters on the track. And he is a road runner as well. He's going to be here. He's in the field. Emmanuel Bett is here. If you will look at the third place name on the world rankings, you would find Kenneth Kipkumoy. Kenneth is going to be here as well. He's one of the participants running the 10K.
Well, the Drake Relays begin on April 23rd with the running of the Grand Blue Mile. Most of the events going on the 25th through the 28th. Well, Devin Brooks of Iowa Western Community College has signed a letter of intent to play basketball at Creighton. The 6'2" guard from New York City started all 35 games for Iowa Western last season, leading the team with 15.9 points, 6.6 rebounds, and 5.6 assists. He's Iowa Western's all-time leader in assists. Creighton coach Greg McDermott said Brooks is a player his coaching staff targeted for the Blue Jays' transition from the Missouri Valley Conference to the Big East next season. Brooks joins Zach Hansen of Pierce, South Dakota, Darian Harris of Springdale, Arkansas, and Toby Hegner of Berlin, Wisconsin, as scholarship newcomers for next fall. McDermott also announced guard Nevin Johnson plans to transfer. Johnson averaged 2.2 points in 24 games last season. Big 12 Player of the Year Marcus Smart is bucking the trend of one-and-done in college basketball, opting instead to return to Stillwater for his sophomore season at Oklahoma State. Smart says that while some may think he's making a mistake by passing up the NBA draft, he's a Cowboy at heart. Smart was considered a likely top-five NBA draft pick. He averaged a team-best 15.4 points and 4.2 assists while leading the Cowboys to the NCAA tournament, where they lost to Oregon in their tourney opener. In other college hoops news, L.A. Lakers assistant coach Eddie Jordan is returning to New Jersey for what might be a final round of talks with Rutgers about taking over its beleaguered basketball program. A person familiar with the negotiations told the Associated Press that Jordan planned to meet with Rutgers officials today in an attempt to reach an agreement on a contract to replace the fired Mike Rice. Jordan is a Rutgers graduate and former star guard for the Scarlet Knights, leading them to the Final Four in 1976. He's been a head coach for three NBA teams. Florida Gulf Coast has named Kansas assistant coach Joe Dooley as its new basketball coach. Dooley replaces Andy Enfield, who left earlier this month to take a head coaching job at Southern California after helping FGCU to become the first number 15 seed to reach the round of 16 in the NCAA tournament. Grant Jarrett has declared himself eligible for the NBA after one season at Arizona. A 6'10 freshman, Jarrett averaged 5.2 points and 3.6 rebounds per game. Well, the NBA playoffs will open up Saturday with New York hosting Boston and Chicago visiting Brooklyn. Defending champion and top-seeded Miami hosts Milwaukee on Sunday, and the Hawks will visit the Indiana Pacers. In the West, the top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder play the Houston Rockets. San Antonio hosts the L.A. Lakers. Denver is home against Golden State, and the L.A. Clippers have a home court edge against Memphis in first-round play. The NBA season came to a close last night with New York beating Atlanta 98-92, Toronto topping Boston 114-90. Charlotte beat Cleveland 105-98, Brooklyn over Detroit 103-99, Milwaukee beat Oklahoma City 95-89, Minnesota topping San Antonio 108-95, Dallas beat New Orleans 99-87, Miami a winner over Orlando 105-93, Philadelphia 105-95 winner over Indiana, Denver beat Phoenix 118-98, Memphis over Utah 86-70, Chicago got by Washington 95-92, Golden State over Portland 99-88. It was the L.A. Lakers in overtime, 99-95 winners over Houston, and the L.A. Clippers beat Sacramento 112-108. In the National Hockey League last night, Pittsburgh beat Montreal 6-4. It was Buffalo in a shootout, 3-2 over Boston. Calgary beat Detroit 3-2, and Columbus in overtime, a 3-2 winner over Anaheim. Well, converted closer Alfredo Aceves coasted through five innings. Mike Napoli and Daniel Nava drove in two runs apiece, and the Boston Red Sox struck quickly against Justin Masterson and beat the Cleveland Indians 6-3 for their fifth straight win yesterday. Cleveland's lost three straight. Elsewhere in the majors yesterday, Josh Reddick doubled in two runs during a six-run first inning as the Oakland Athletics beat the Houston Astros 7-5 to complete another three-game sweep. Nearly 12 years after throwing a no-hitter, Pittsburgh's A.J. Burnett took a no-hitter into the seventh inning and left, allowing one hit over seven frames in the Pirates' 5-0 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. Carlos Beltran broke up the no-hit bid with a double. Washington downed Miami 6-1 yesterday as Kurt Suzuki had a big game with a homer, a triple, a sac fly, and two RBIs. Jay Bruce singled with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning, sending Cincinnati to a 1-0 victory over Philadelphia in a game suspended overnight because of rain. Bruce's single off Felipe Aumont came only 9 minutes and 19 pitches after play restarted. In the regularly scheduled game, Bruce hit another bases loaded single to highlight a 5-run second inning in an 11-2 rout of the Phillies. Chris D'Onofrio, Everett Cabrera, and Kyle Blanks all homer to San Diego had a 7-2 rout of the L.A. Dodgers. Pinch hitter Blake Lally's single in the bottom of the ninth inning sent Milwaukee past San Francisco 4-3. Kelly Johnson and Shelley Duncan each homered. James Loney had three RBIs, and Tampa Bay beat Baltimore 6-2. Kansas City got five hit ball over seven innings from Wade Davis in a 1-0 win over Atlanta that snapped the Braves' 10-game winning streak. Davis walked no one and struck out seven against an Atlanta lineup that smacked five home runs in a win over the Royals the day before. Jeff Francoeur applied all the offense the Royals would need with an RBI single in the fourth inning. Tyler Flowers hit a 3-run homer, and Jose Quintana pitched 6 2/3 innings to lead the White Sox to a 7-0 win over the Blue Jays. Detroit catcher Brian Peña held on to Prince Fielder's relay through a throw and absorbed a collision with Justin Smoke at home plate for the final out as the Tigers outlasted the Seattle Mariners in 14 innings, 2-1 yesterday. In an interleague game, the New York Yankees nipped Arizona 4-3. Travis Hafner had a pinch-hit homer in the eighth inning to make a winner out of C.C. Sabathia. Also, more snow in Denver forced the postponement to the Mets-Rockies game. The Mets have now had a game postponed by bad weather three of the last 4 days. The L.A. Angels at Minnesota Twins game was postponed by rain with no makeup date announced. And the game between the Texas Rangers and the Cubs in Chicago has been rained out, and no makeup date has been announced for that one yet either. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, there really wasn't any. Iowa and Omaha both had home games scheduled locally. Both were rained out. They'll try again tonight, Iowa hosting Nashville and Omaha at home against Albuquerque. An experienced offensive line will be counted on next season to help the Iowa Hawkeyes bounce back from a disappointing 4-8 season in 2012. Seven players with extensive experience return, and offensive line coach Brian Ferentz says the goal this spring has been to build consistency.
You know, we want to see physical play. We want to be assignment sound. We want to be fundamentally sound. We want to be all those things. But to me, the hallmark is consistency. And so if you look at our performance last year, at times, we did a really good job up front. Just talking about the group up front. At times, we did not. But the bottom line is if you don't perform with consistency, you really can't expect to have good results.
The other goal is to build depth so they can withstand the injuries that occur virtually every season.
And then the trick to that is, can you move pieces in and out? Can you move guys in and out and maintain a certain level of play? That's always the trick. I don't feel like we did that very well last year. I don't feel like we're doing it really that well right now. That's something we need to improve because I think, you know, if you sit around and you expect that not to happen, you know, you're preparing for failure.
Ferentz says every offense has its strengths, but the first goal for the Hawkeyes is to run the football. Iowa averaged 123 yards on the ground last season.
What we need to do to be successful is we know we have to be able to run the football, however we're going to do that. So I think that part of the identity, if that's what you're asking, yes, as an offense, to be successful, we have to be able to run the football and run it when we want to run it. and run it when they know we're going to run it, which that's the real trick. So, yes, is it always going to look like that? You know, probably not. And it probably wouldn't have at all times last year if we were still having success running the football. Probably is always going to look a little bit different. And it may look similar or maybe a total departure, but whatever you have to do that, yes.
The Hawks will conclude their spring drills with a scrimmage on April 27th. And in racing news, NASCAR came down hard on Penske Racing with 6 race suspensions for 7 crew members of defending Sprint Cup champion Brad Keselowski and his teammate Joey Logano. The team was also assessed $200,000 in fines for bringing unapproved parts to Texas Motor Speedway for last weekend's race. Each driver and car owner was docked 25 championship points, dropping Keselowski from 2nd to 4th in the Cup standings and Logano from 9th to 14th. Penske Racing has vowed to appeal, a move that would put any suspensions on hold. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.